Indiana and 44 other states have released their initial plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions with the help of a federal grant. Climate advocates told Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel, there's a lot to love in Indiana's plan, but the Indiana Department of Environmental Management is likely underestimating what the state can achieve.
Indiana's Climate Action Plan prioritizes things like expanding renewable energy and green industrial processes, making buildings more energy efficient, and adopting electric vehicles. To estimate how much each of these actions could reduce emissions, IDEM set targets based on what it felt was achievable for the state. For example, getting less than half of the state's energy from wind and solar by 2050. But this is far below the Biden administration's goal of carbon-free electricity by 2035. Sam Carpenter is the executive director of the Hoosier Environmental Council.
We're kind of already on track for a lot of these numbers, so I'm not sure how they're really pushing the state that much.
But this initial climate plan is only the first step. Indiana is required to submit a more comprehensive plan to the federal government by fall of next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.